praying for others.
To what extent can we expect to help heal our friends through meditation and prayer?
The guide. Very few people, indeed, have the strength to heal through prayer. However, your prayers and your thinking of friends, or of anyone for that matter, in meditation, is of tremendous help. You cannot even begin to appreciate how much you can help in that way. As you know, each thought and feeling is a substantial form in the spirit world, and no thought is ever lost, especially not a constructive and good one that comes from love and goodwill. These thoughts add to the cosmic reservoir and flow in the universe so that the forces of good become that much stronger compared to the forces of evil. For each evil thought is added to that reservoir and furnishes it with strength. If, according to many factors which I cannot discuss here, direct help can be given to a particular friend, perhaps in a different form than you human beings can conceive of at present, then your prayer will have an immediate result. If, on the other hand, this dear one has to go through some difficulties for the sake of his or her eventual and permanent happiness and liberation from bonds, then your prayer will not be lost either. You can be quite sure of that. Its form remains preserved, so to speak, and will have its proper effect at the proper time, so nothing of that sort is ever lost. I cannot recommend strongly enough that the few privileged people who have found God in their souls, to some extent, devote more time to prayer, not only for themselves, but for other people also. Offer your prayers for general development for the unhappy souls who have not yet reached even a glimmer of light. So many thoughts are wasted in unproductive and even harmful brooding. If that same time could be used productively, and there is nothing more productive than prayer, then you would add a great force to the plan of salvation that is working in the whole universe.
Is it possible through prayer and meditating to influence the subconscious of a loved one who is at a great distance from you?
The guide. Distance plays absolutely no role whatsoever. Distance does not exist. The only distance in the world of truth and the world of reality, in the inner world of being, is if you are separated from truth, if you are in the illusion of unhappiness, if you are in the illusion of the no current, if you are in the illusion of the manifestation rather than the root, in the effect rather than the cause. That is the separation that is, or can be, very, very wide. Distance, in the sense of the human geography, does not exist. Anyone can certainly influence the unconscious of other people to the degree you rid yourself of your own unconscious illusions and errors. To that degree, you influence. If you hold tight to an erroneous conclusion, then discord, friction, separation emanates and affects, and you either do not reach the other, or the other is reinforced in his private misconception. But if you let go of your wrong conclusion, of your destructiveness, it affects a healthy core in the other. You can influence not only this other person, but you can also influence all the universal powers at your disposal, running through you, permeating you, transcending you, enveloping you, surrounding you.